The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
You know, here, since we, phone lines are down, we thought we would talk a little bit, give some people advice on what you can do to be sexy this weekend. You know, here's some top things you can do and not...
Does this go both ways with guys and women? Because with women, very easy to be sexy.
I think this is geared toward women.
Okay, take some clothes off. Boom, sexy. Done, let's move on.
Let's flip it a little bit then. Let's talk about things not to do.
Okay.
These are things to not to do if you want to be sexy. So, okay, if you want to be sexy, then there's Bert, number one. Only thing you have to do is take off your clothes. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying all of them. I'm just saying,
a little bit.
Just tease me a little bit. Show me a little midriff action. Bring the the dink-dink up a little bit.
Right.
And the don't down a little bit.
Right.
And yeah, that's sexy to a guy. It's over.
Now I'm assuming though that if you had something that you could tell women not to do, I'm sure the list would be a little longer.
Sure.
Than just that.
Yeah. Wear a lot of clothes.
And that's it. Okay. Game over. All right. Next. So,
for women to be sexy, when you shave your legs, don't miss any spots, because I'm the biggest culprit of it all. When I shave my legs, I always miss like my ankles or like this spot right behind my knee, and it's skanky when a guy finally gets to that point.
Okay, let's run with that, because I've seen that before where a woman has completely shaved her legs, but then right at the thigh she just stops doing that.
Yeah,
that's not right.
No,
you gotta put it in a little.
Now that's the winter shave.
Totally
for women.
Is.
That's just where, if you're wearing pants and only like up to your half calf is going to show in the wintertime, if that's all you got to shave, that's all you're going to shave. But here's the top things not to do for a woman if you want to be sexy, okay? Number five, we got five of them.
All right.
Number five, flip your hair excessively. Don't flip your hair.
I got to be honest with you.
You like that?
I do like that, because somebody told me a long time ago, if you're in a bar, right, and you are talking to a woman and she starts playing with her hair or she starts flipping her hair, that's a subconscious sign that she's attracted to you. So you can do that as much as you want to me. I mean, make it look like you have a seizure. Give me a sign.
Oh my God, what's wrong with that girl's neck?
Well, here's another thing. Scratch your body. Like, don't scratch so much.
Yeah.
I guess that's a turn off. For anybody, though.
Sure.
Scratching like a dog with fleas, I don't think that's sexy.
What are those body mites? Not crabs, but what are those body mites that we always talk about them? What are they called, Jeff?
What is it that you get all the time?
Yeah, Jeff.
The body mites that we talk about all the time.
We've talked about them before. Like scabies or something like that, but they're called something like that.
I don't know.
Anyway.
I don't speak Lindsay.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm out. Yeah, Jeff, when you start picking at yourself, let us know what you're picking at.
Lyme
disease, ticks?
No, not ticks. They're body mites. So just don't scratch.
Crabs?
We went over that already, Jeff.
Anyway, moving on. Okay, that's not sexy. Talking about crabs and body mites and ringworm and that kind of thing is not
gonna
sexy.
That's going to get you nowhere.
And something else, and this, I mean, this should be just understood. Pick your nose or your face.
Yeah, well, who would do that? I mean, who's
going to pick their nose? I mean, this is on my list. Pick your nose, number three. I think that is, but maybe there are people out there that pick their nose.
And it certainly isn't sexy.
Yeah, that's not sexy. Okay, eat food fast and furiously. I assume this is, well, this could be for guys and women. Uh-huh. But if you're trying to turn somebody on and you go to dinner, don't, like, gobble your food in two or three bites.
I'm guilty of this. I'm a way fast eater.
So am I.
It drives Jessica nuts because I'll be completely done with a meal in like 10 minutes and then she's still sitting there eating. And I have to explain to her, don't feel bad. I'll sit and be patient. I just eat fast.
Yeah, Stacey likes the whole event, the whole going to, sitting down, the conversation, you know, chewing on every damn piece 60 or 70 times. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is just to get me to the next meal. Let's move on.
I have to say that I'm a fast eater, too, and not least is always fussing at me. Because I'm like Jeff, I just will shovel food in, and she will take 2 hours to eat a sandwich.
I think it's, honestly, I think it's a radio thing, because most people in radio eat fast because... If you think about it, I mean, if we have a sandwich in here, when do we get to eat it? Either when 4 minutes of commercials are playing or a 4 minute song is playing.
Get it down.
And you have to, and you just like, and everybody that we know, Jessica and I know that work in radio are fast talkers and fast eaters.
I never thought of that. Yeah. Maybe that's
wrong. I don't know that everybody is a fast talker.
Okay. I think she just launched Scud at you.
Whether it hit or not, I don't know. All right. And the number one thing on my list of things not to do if you want to be sexy is bite your nails. I have to say that, you know, everybody has a thing that that is an automatic turnoff of somebody, like a physical attribute, you know, or things they look at. And hands are a big thing for me. And I know Lindsay said the same thing, that hands are a turn on or turn off for me. If you have bad hands, then that is an automatic turn off. And one of the things if your nails are like just ragged and, you know, look like a mountaintop where it's just all kinds of, you know, ragged and point and everything where you've been biting, I think that is so unattractive.
If the phones weren't working, I would love to ask this question because, for a guy, it is so easy to look at a woman and for a woman to make herself sexy. But I have never really got any concrete answers on what can make a guy physically sexy.
So email us.
I guess you can email us. Right. Like, what can a guy do? Like, honestly, a woman, if you show your stomach... Guys think that's sexy.
Okay,
that's easy to do. Show me some shoulder.
That
easy.
Depends.
That's sexy.
That depends.
Well, for the most,
if you got the stomach that's worth showing,
right?
But I mean, know when to cover.
Now, of course, I'm, you know, not sexually attracted to men, but I do have to say that one thing that I notice, and you know, my straight friends who really notice, like the guys that, and it kind of goes the same way, like if you're a guy, like you don't want to show too much. You don't want to do that cut off shirt thing, which is nasty and redneck. But like, last night I was at a Red Chair event, and there was this one guy who was actually from David Magazine, so give him kudos. He had this black shirt on that was nice fit shirt that showed his definition, but it wasn't too tight.
Right.
It wasn't too loose. It was just enough to where anyone could take a look at his physique and see that he was really built.
Okay.
I think that is sexy.
Melissa brings up a great point, because it is with guys. It's more about just give us a sneak peek. We don't need to see, you know, a mesh shirt per se. You know what I mean? So we can see everything underneath. But like if you have like a long sleeve, you know, like a button down shirt, wear it without regardless of your chest hair, because chest hair is sexy too, unless it's like a bush garden's growing out of your chest. You know what I mean?
We've seen that picture.
Well, but I think more guys.
I saw some guy.
You know what? Maybe we should talk about that right now.
I saw some guy walking through Phipps Plaza on Sunday, and I mean, this guy, seriously, if a kitten jumped on his chest to take a nap, disappear.
I got a picture last week. I think, you know, a listener just wanted to send an email, and I got an email last week that is a guy that is laying on his stomach. He's in a hotel room, it looks like. And he is booty naked. And he is the hairiest human being that I have ever seen in my life. And it is so disgusting that I could not look away. It was that bad. And I showed Melissa, I showed Lindsay, I showed Jeff. Is it not the most disgusting picture you've ever seen in your life?
Burned into retinas.
Yeah.
I mean... this poor guy. I mean,
he's like Velcro.
Oh, but there's like one spot on this person's back that has no hair.
But see, I'm fascinated by the fact, because again, it is a picture where he is naked, and that, you know, even the cheeks, even his butt cheeks, as hairy as his chest and his back.
It's true.
Fascinating. It's true. Fascinating.
I want to share this picture online, but we'd have to put like one of those convenient little red dots over the booty, because he does have some junk hanging down and stuff. That's all, it looks like a chia pet, kind of.
Yeah.
But it's the most disgusting picture I've ever seen. yet so intriguing.
You can't stop.
You can't stop looking at it.
Picture yourself giving him a back wax and putting those sheets on and just pulling.
Yeah, I don't.
I can't. I just can imagine the, you know, people like the company of Drano or those similar companies making a lot of money off him and whoever's in his household because he clogs the drain every time he takes a shower.
And some women find that really, really attractive.
No, they don't.
Really,
some women and some men find that very, very attractive. Yeah,
the hairier the better.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I can say this with being very decent because it's E25. They look like down their hairs. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, all over their body.
Yeah, all over everywhere.
I'd love to find a woman that. See if the phone lines are still down.
If you're a hairy woman, call up.
No, that you will find women that love hairy guys. The hairier, the better.
It's kind of like snuggling with a big teddy bear, I guess.
Hey, it's a good place. It's a good thing for soaking up crumbs. Like, you know.
It's nasty. Yeah, see, from inside the studio, it says to us that there are no phone lines lit up right now, yet when I call, we get a busy signal, so the phone lines are still down. What's that?
No, not that. I wasn't going to say anything. I was just going to say that, hey, everybody has their own thing, whatever floats your boat.
You don't like hair on a woman at all?
No, I got to be honest with you. And if I could, I'd shave off every strand of hair I have. I hate hair.
You are a furry little thing.
I know, I hate
you're like a,
hair.
You know what you are? You're a very own little Ewok from Star Wars.
Well, Jeff's called Ewok. Jeff calls me a frugal.
A frugal.
You're a frugal as well. We've been to lunch together.
The Burt Show.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.